I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about the astrological weather of this week, and we're going to play some music connected to it. So today's a special day. The sun has gone into Aquarius, and I'm going to look at the chart right now. So overhead here in West Sonoma County, we have Saturn and Neptune, the stars of the sky right now. One of the sets of the stars of the sky, but certainly very starry. They're at the top of the chart, meaning they're above us as I speak. And we are rapidly approaching this very powerful time of graduation, of closing a 165-year cycle with Neptune and a 30-year cycle with Saturn. And we're so close. So Neptune is going to go into Aries on January 27th, and then it's going to have a little bit of time there by itself. We're going to have a little, be able to have a little bit of sense of what these feel like separately. And then on the 13th, Saturn will join, and then they're standing together at that 0° Aries point, which is all potential. So interesting to just see them at the top of the chart, and Jupiter is rising. So as if, you know, if I was looking at the eastern horizon, seeing what's rising, as if the sun would be rising there, it works the same, except for it's the planet Jupiter over there. And we had a new moon yesterday in Capricorn at the very end. We've been having this series of new moons in the last degrees, 29 or 28 degrees of the signs, for a while now. It's this strange kind of ending beginning. And then almost immediately afterwards, we begin a new sign, the sun in a new sign. So at this moment, we aren't quite there. Let's see. Oh, we're almost there. We're at 29 degrees Capricorn, and it's going to toggle into Aquarius in, well, not very long, but I'm going minute by minute. There we are. So it's 5:48. It'll be happening. And as I talked a little bit about on the other shows, we're in Saturn's season, meaning we're moving between Saturn's two signs. We initiated this part of the zodiac on winter solstice when we began the sun at 0° Capricorn. And then right now, within this hour, or within the next 2 hours, we're going to wrap up that entire 30 degrees and move from Saturn's yin earth sign to Saturn's yang air sign, which is Aquarius. And at this point, the moon's in Aquarius, Pluto's famously in Aquarius, Venus is conjunct Pluto today in Aquarius, and shortly the sun will be there. And by Saturday, we're going to have Mercury and Mars there also. And we're going to unpack what Aquarius is about, but it is definitely the sign of revolution. And I'm not tracking the news very closely right now because it's way too upsetting and rajasic, and everybody insists that you take a side and fight from that position, and I absolutely refuse to do that. And so it's this kind of, you know, bird's eye view awareness of where we find ourselves. And we're about to finish the snake year. We're about to go into the fire horse year. The last time that we had fire horse year was 60 years ago. And it was an immense time of revolution. In China, it kicked off the Cultural Revolution. And, you know, you don't even have to look at the news. You can just kind of feel it in the air. It's crackling in the air right now. And then another really significant thing that I just addressed in a Substack that I published last week is the fact that Neptune closing up this time in Pisces, you know, there's a parallel to this. The last time that the cycle closed, about 160 years ago-ish, was the end of the, it was spiritualism is what I'm trying to say. Spiritualism was a movement that happened in the mid-later 1800s, and it had to do with all of a sudden this very strong belief in the fact that we were able to communicate with the other side, spirits, ancestors, ghosts, deities. And there was, you know, a very active culture of doing seances and connecting and trying to get messages. And then what happened was the American Civil War started on April 12th of 1861 or 2. I can't remember which one at the moment. But then suddenly there were people that were on the other side, and now people were really needing to use this kind of seance mode to actually communicate with people. So we're at a very interesting parallel notch as we round the bend of Aries, Neptune going into Aries. But this Aquarian energy is, well, I don't want to talk too much right now. I actually want to play a little bit of music. So let's just put a pin in Aquarius and let's just kind of snake charm the vibe and kind of just ease into this Aquarius energy.
Thank you.
You are listening to Bellatrix Beats, and that was a song called Snake Oil by Glass Beams. And my tongue-in-cheek, let's snake charm Pluto in Aquarius as the sun and Venus. Venus is exact, partile is the word for that. Pluto today. So things are sexy and electric and eccentric and strange and against the grain and resisting definition, non-biological. You know, Aquarius really delights in the strange. There's also a very conservative part of Aquarius, which we can see in the rulership. We can see that we've got the traditional ruler is Saturn, and the modern ruler is Uranus. So we have the tension of the old. You know, we're basically moving from the past to the future. So we move from Capricorn into Aquarius, and we've gone through a very refined process around what is worth keeping, polishing, burnishing, strengthening in this structural Saturnian Earth way. And now we turn our attention to what is worth changing, what is worth improving, what is worth refining. And when we think about the 80s, you know, that intense kind of cultural party that was the 80s, it was partly because all the boomers with the Pluto and Leo, they were having their first Pluto square, which was Pluto and Scorpio. And so now the Pluto and Scorpio people are all having their first Pluto square with Pluto and Aquarius. So there is a very, it's a strange square, Scorpio and Aquarius. It's this like clang, shing. Like I have sounds for it more than I even have words for it. But it's this deeply emotional, physical, sexual, you know, thing that Scorpio insists on going to the depths and really communing. And then Aquarius is this very, doesn't really like feelings, doesn't really want that like very visceral kind of experience. It sort of gets freaked out by that. So, you know, squares are meant to develop character. They're going to develop the character of this culture at this time, particularly for the Pluto and Scorpio people. So now we're going to do a proper welcome to the Aquarius team. That was Let the Sunshine In from the Fifth Dimension, famously from the movie Hair, which is such a great movie if you've never seen it, and especially because we're circling around to having this extreme amount of Aquarian planets, which the last time we had those was in the 60s. It might be a good watch. So next we're going to listen to actually the poster child for the moment, because the sun is sitting at 29 degrees Capricorn, and this guy was born, he was actually born tomorrow and he died last year, but if ever there was somebody that is really plugged into that strange frequency of Aquarius from the perspective of 29 degrees Capricorn peering over the edge, it's David Lynch.
Crank up that radio, let me tell y'all a story. Coming from all around, flying down that wide highway, coming like crowds, like never before.
That was Star Dream Girl by David Lynch. And now, of course, it's time to talk about the great Bobby Weir. He was not an Aquarius, but he was wonderful. And it doesn't really matter where we are in the zodiac. We're definitely going to talk about the fact that that really intense red flag week swallowed up Bob Weir. And there are still some members of the Grateful Dead, but more and more of them are now on the other side. And so we're going to listen to some Grateful Dead.
The people all complain. Stephen Prosper in his time, well, he may and he may decline. Did it matter? Does it now? Stephen would answer if he only knew how. Darkness drugs and bids the day goodbye. Speeding arrow, sharp and narrow. What a lot of feeling matters you have spurned. Several seasons with their treasons. Wrap the babe in scarlet covers, calling your own. Did it doubt or did it try? Answers are plenty in the by and by. Talk about your plenty and talk about your ills. One man gathers what another man spills. So long, he's got to calling it home. Fortune comes a-crawling, Goliath, the woman, spinning that curious sense of your own. Can you answer? Yes, I can. But what would be the answer to the answer man? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bellatrix Beats. I'm your host, Petra. We just listened to St. Stephen from the Grateful Dead. We are looking at, talking about, thinking about, and honoring the Aquarian archetype. And the Grateful Dead in its entirety is incredibly Aquarian. I mean, born in the 60s, born out of that vibe. And then a pioneering, progressive, psychedelic rock band that did it differently than anybody's ever done. I mean, Phish kind of followed the model, but really genre-defining, genre-inhabiting, and... Now we're going to listen to the song that Bob asked to be played at his funeral, and it's about Neil Cassady, and Neil Cassady is an Aquarian.
One, two,
three, go! I see where the wolf is led by the silver stream. Child of countless trees.
was Cassidy live performed in Florida in 1977. And I'm looking at Bobby's chart, and he actually has Uranus pretty tightly trine his sun, which would make sense for the person described as the engine of one of the most progressive psychedelic rock bands in the history of the universe. And, you know, there's, I really like that genre, that more than that genre, like there's a whole swath of musicians that as an astrologer, I'm inevitably looking up. And at a certain point I realized there's a whole bunch of 1947, 1948s that are born with this crazy, Pluto's in Leo for tons of people born at this time, but Saturn was there and Mars was there. And, you know, that's like a pretty solidly malefic team by any standards. And it's like it made the magic happen. And all of these people, like these people where you're like, what was the thing? What was the special sauce? Because there's a lot of talented musicians out there, but holy cow, I mean, legend after legend after legend, the time was producing them. And that's what I see. You know, I really like Black Sabbath. So I went through their whole charts and did it, and same thing. And just, you know, these are all contemporaries. So they're born around the same time. Anyway, that whole signature is being opposed now by Pluto, so that generation's having its Pluto opposition, and you know, it's really sad to lose them. I'm so glad we ever had them. It's incredible. And you know, music is, I was in the bathtub last night and I was thinking, God, really? Music really is consistently, I think, the best part of life. And then I thought, also pets. And then I laughed because I realized I was quoting a Schopenhauer quote. I think it's Schopenhauer that was on, my dad died a couple years ago, and that's the quote he had on his memorial thing, is that, I can't remember the exact quote, but basically music and cats are the things that save us from the miseries of life. I was like, oh my God, definitely my dad's daughter. Anyway, we're now gonna move on and we're gonna listen to another real iconic Aquarian.
Thank you.
Take care of business.
Cows would like to thank Barrelproof Lounge in Santa Rosa for their underwriting support. Located at 501 Mendocino in the Brickyard Center, they feature live music, karaoke, trivia, comedy, and more. Their website is barrelprooflounge.com, and they can be found on Facebook and Instagram.
A big cow's thanks goes out to Heidi at ShipShapeSystems.com for her support of community radio. Heidi works to help clients bring body, mind, and spirit in harmony using a process called conscious connected breathing. To find out more about her service, you can visit ShipShapeSystems.com.
All right, the next song, you know, I work on these playlists for a while before I get here, and it's fun, and, you know, we're thinking about the Aquarian side of, I mean, the Uranian side of Aquarian, which is pretty intense and revolutionary, and then we're thinking about the fact that Mars and Pluto are going to conjunct in Aquarius real close to the sun this week, and we're looking at all the volatility in the world, and we're praying for some peace. But one of the ways that I like to move through energy, if I feel like there's big energy in the world, and I want to engage with it in a way that feels productive, but to also dissipate it, I like heavy metal for that. So I've been listening to this song by Kiss, and I can't remember which member of the band is Aquarius, but somebody is. But just that, you know, it's Uranian. Like, it was metal, but it's still punk and it's metal energy. So this is a song called Heaven's on Fire that we're going to listen to. And then I was thinking about how Pluto in Aquarius, it kind of fits that, because Pluto's the lord of the underworld, and then Aquarius is Uranus rules Aquarius, modern ruler, and that's the sky god. So we've got like the heaven, and then we've got the implication of the down below. And so, I don't know, this is just a great rad teenage boy celebration of Pluto in Aquarius vibe.
I look at you and my blood.
no matter what sign Mars, Pluto, and Venus together are in, it's going to be a real sexy vibe. So here we go with the song, In the Sky. Michael Hutchence is an Aquarius. Listening to Bellatrix Beats. I'm your host, Petra. We're listening to Aquarians and talking about what is going on in the sky and how we feel about it and how to interpret it through music and words and stuff like that. So no Aquarian show would be complete without an homage to the OG sparkly suited incredible singer-songwriter Neil Diamond.
Sing a song. Sing. song of songs. Sing it out. Sing it strong.
Sing, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Call a sign in the dead of the night, and the sun gonna rise in the sky. Touch a man who can't walk.
Neil Diamond, Holly Holy, such a great song, such a great guy. Now we're going to listen to the very first song that moved the needle for me as a little kid. I remember hearing this at a party and holding the record and being blown away.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. In the classroom, teacher, leave them kids alone. You're just a metal brick in the wall.
Oh, Britain, home of George Orwell, who wrote 1984, as well as Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, though, with what they're going through. So we're going to listen to another song from another Aquarius that feels very appropriate and electrical, called Shock the Monkey. You're listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. If you like what you heard, please come back and know that I'm a consulting astrologer and teacher, and you can find me at patriotouchardastrology.com. The next thing that I have coming up is the start to my annual class, Wheel of the Year. It begins on spring equinox, and it's a monthly class that traces our journey through the Wheel of the Year with an emphasis on astrology, herbalism, and heirloom magic. I just started writing a Substack. I've transferred my weekly forecasts there.